It's easy to go all in when you're in Arlington. Parks to play in, treetops to soar through, and the Potomac River to paddle on. Over a dozen distinctive neighborhoods, each with its own vibe and all easy to get to. Savor and explore the vitality of Arlington. Learn more at stayarlington.com.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is joining us live from New York City. You could be anywhere. You could be at home. You could be at work. You could be on the road. You could be in traffic right now. I'm just glad that you're here. This is where I will be for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody tuned in to hour number one. The show gets started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can tune in any time of the day on the free Odyssey app. Did you miss the first hour? Odyssey app. You want to listen in the morning? The Odyssey app. You can listen anytime. Shout outs to everybody listening live and local on your CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You could be here in Atlanta with me on 92.9 The Game. You could be tuned in Pittsburgh on The Fan. You could be in Chicago on The Score. You could be listening on The Ticket. Shout outs to Detroit. Shout outs to Toronto, Vancouver, San Diego, San Jose, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Miami, Florida. I can go on and on and on. What's up to Nebraska, Vancouver, and Montreal? Everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, it's Wednesday night, so you know this by now. Unless you're listening for the first time, at that point, congratulations. An hour from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. It's what I have been doing forever. Took it from YouTube, and now I do it here on the radio. On the eve of the NFL season, I got a top six list for you of the best NFL teams heading into 2023. We know the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs, they kick things off tomorrow. And so what better way to start off the season but with a top six list looking at the best of the best. Last hour, we had some fun, and we had to unfortunately talk about a few terrible things. Let's start off with the good first. Nick Bosa, congratulations to him, gets a new contract. Didn't participate in OTAs, didn't participate in training camp. He is now the highest paid defensive player in NFL history. Nick Bosa gets a deal, $122 million in guarantees. Also makes on average $34 million a year, besting the $31 million that Aaron Donald is slated to make. Congratulations, Nick Bosa. Him and his brother Joey, who makes $27 million a year. Let's just say the family is they're set for a very long time, generations of time. Chris Jones, Kansas City Chiefs. I told you they're going to be in action tomorrow night against the Lions. Chris Jones is still not at work. He spoke to the media today at a charity event, and he said, listen, folks, I'm just looking for a raise. I think we shouldn't look for him to play or participate tomorrow, knowing that we did not see him today. As we continue on with the AFC West, we talked about the Raiders. Josh McDaniels trying to explain away the absence of Chandler Jones, who went on an Instagram tirade yesterday, upset that he was locked out of the building, upset with general manager Ziegler, upset with coach McDaniels. And Josh McDaniels today spoke to the media, and when asked about Chandler Jones and why he decided to go on Instagram and throw a fit, Josh McDaniels just... he had nothing to say. Listen to this.
I'm not going to talk about that's kind of a personal situation. And as a You know, we've never really gone into, you know, those kind of things. So I'm going to steer away from that. You know, it's a private matter. And, you know, if there's something to report on it, then, you know, we'll do that. But as of right now, no.
Okay.
There's nothing to talk about. No, I don't, you know, right now we're going day to day. You know, he's not going to be here today. So we'll kind of take it one day at a time.
Did it warrant some sort of a talk with the team to kind of
Yeah, I'm not going to get into this. You know what I mean? So it's a personal situation. It's a private matter. You know, want to talk about the game on Sunday? I'll be excited to talk about the game.
I mean, damn it. What was he? Was he in emotional distress? Like, what's his deal? I don't know. We'll find out sooner than later. And I hope he's okay. I mean, to go ahead and be locked out of the facility, if that's what happened, we don't know the full story. And so I certainly hope that there's nothing wrong with Chandler Jones outside of being upset. I wish him nothing but the best there. But it's just real silly when you think about the AFC West. The Raiders are quote-unquote always into something, whether they're hiring, you know, people off of television to run the team, whether or not the head coach is a racist jerk. If we continue on, the Chargers, they can never close out a season, a series, or a game. Hopefully Justin Herbert is able to earn all of his money with all the clowns around him. And then, my God, the Kansas City Chiefs are just, going to walk through everybody unless they're getting old and injured. Hi, Travis Kelce. The Denver Broncos aren't in too much of a better situation. This was news all day long, or at least in the early portion of the day. Sean Payton, we found out more information about what Sean Payton told Russell Wilson. Sean Payton has been on a little bit of a crusade, letting everybody know how difficult and how poorly this squad was coached last year, how poor they played. It's like Sean Payton is getting himself ready for the ultimate excuse if they suck this season as well. We know the Broncos went 5-12 last year. Nathaniel Hackett got the boot. He's now the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. And even Sean Payton threw Nathaniel Hackett under the bus like, you know, he was a big issue. And then afterwards, he apologized for it because of he eviscerated the dude who didn't even exist. Listen to this apology, if you want to call it that, from Sean Payton. Listen to this.
Coach, Russell Wilson had a personal coach, Jake Heaps, in the building with access who wasn't on the staff.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that.
How do you feel about players having their own people off the staff in the building access to players?
Yeah, that's foreign to me. That's not going to take place here. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with it. But our staff will be here, our players will be here, and that'll be it.
Yeah, it's Sean Payton talking about Russell Wilson and his preferential treatment, having his own coach and having his own room. I want you to hear this clip here. Sean Payton apologizing, kind of cleaning things up about Nathaniel Hackett. Listen to this. Well, Sean Payton continuing on, trying to figure out how he can go ahead and paint himself as a victim here. But Russell Wilson was asked earlier today, pretty much, hey, you've been criticized a lot over the past season. You were criticized for how you behaved and how you exited out of Seattle. And Russell Wilson spoke to the media today. And he was asked about it, asked about people not confident in him and or his abilities. And this is what Russell Wilson had to say.
You attracted more than your share of doubters in the past year. Do you keep receipts or not?
Yeah, I think you got them in your back pocket sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that, listen, I'm used to the, some of those who believe and some of those who doubt. And I think that when you're, you know, you're playing high stakes and playing, and you dream to be the best that you can possibly be every day. There's always going to be people that question whether you can do it or not. And I think I've proven that, you know, throughout my career, what I can do. And I got to do it again. You know, that's just the name of the game. Every time I step into the white lines, there's always something to show, something to prove. But more importantly, you know, God gave me a gift, and I just want to prove Him right. You know, every time I get to step on the field, It's a great gift to be able to play this game, and you work your butt off every day, all of us together. And we want to do it for our team and do it together. And it's not about me, but it's just, you know, it's really about us, you know, playing at the highest level and winning for this organization.
Yeah, typical Russell Wilson, just filling in the blanks with words. It's like, hey, you got doubters. How you feel about them? And you know what Russell Wilson could have just said? I don't care. I'm out here just to play. But everything that Russell Wilson says is almost like he sat through a PR class and a publicist reviewed it, and it was his job to go out there and regurgitate it. I mean, whether he's telling everybody Broncos country, let's ride, or whether he's walking red carpets, and we've heard this plenty of times. He can be inauthentic. And so we got the report today that Sean Payton didn't just talk about how no one is going to get preferential treatment, no one is going to have their own office or coaches on site with the staff. We learned that Sean Payton ultimately told Russell Wilson, stop worrying about Russell Wilson Incorporated and just worry about being the quarterback for the team. And yeah, sure, Russell Wilson is entitled to do whatever it is he wants with his private life. Whatever he wants to do with his wife, Sierra, God bless them. They got another baby on the way. They create content. She's a singer. They do a lot of great things. Good for them. But he also does, yes, he lives the Hollywood lifestyle, which is well within his right. But I can tell you this from experience as well. There can be times where Russell Wilson is also, you know, I've met the guy, interviewed him. I got no problem with him. But he is always surrounded by 10 and 15 publicists telling him what he can and can't say and shouldn't do. And it's just like, well, who are you? Are you a human being or are you the president of the United States? And so Sean Payton pretty much sent down the message reportedly to him. Yo, stop kissing babies. Stop being a politician. And just play quarterback. I don't think anything that Russell Wilson has ever done has taken away or detracted from his ability to go out and play. What I do believe is that publicly kissing babies and being a politician and even his exit out of Seattle, he hasn't always warmed himself up to it's his own locker rooms. I think at times the general public, and he does come across more so as a politician and a public figure than just, quote unquote, one of the guys. And it's all good when you're winning, but when you're losing and when you're exiting Seattle and it's like, oh, I don't want to leave, but your agent is teasing things. It's like he's trying to figure out a way not to be the bad guy. And then when you get to Denver, and sure, the team being complete trash wasn't all his fault. But listen, man, when you're the quarterback, you're going to take the hits. You're going to take the punches. When you win, you're going to get praised. When you lose, you're going to be looked to be replaced. And Sean Payton telling Russell Wilson, stop kissing babies and stop worrying about Russell Wilson, Inc. Man, people have been saying this for years. So it's one thing to be the baby-faced young QB and Legion of Boom this, Legion of Boom that. It's another thing to get handed the reins. It's another thing to now kind of everybody wearing out their welcome, the relationship with him in Seattle. And now you're on a team where you're supposed to cook and you're 5-12. Can we really expect some type of gigantic turnaround from the Broncos this year? I think at best, especially in the AFC West, they're going to be average. Okay, let's think about some of the injuries that they've already suffered. I mean, you know, Tim Patrick goes down again. Jerry Jeudy injured again. The offensive line, you have to question whether or not Russell Wilson is going to be able to go out there and stand upright. Any type of saving grace, if there is one, maybe might be the defense. That'll be it. I expect the Denver Broncos to be average, but I don't know if average is good enough. And so, yeah, going on red carpets with Ciara and, you know, taking photos and hanging out with publicists and sitting in suites with Roger Goodell, that's all nice and well. But right now, when you're losing, it's not a good look. And Russell Wilson, unfortunately, man, it's a lot of things that he says comes across as canned and manufactured. It's all good when you're on top, and when you're not, man, it seems like he's coming across as a phony. And for Sean Payton, it looks like he's already laying the groundwork to say, if we suck, it ain't my fault. It's the dudes who came before me. And Russell Wilson, I think he's in store for another rough season. And not for his own doing. I still think he can play. I don't think he's going to no MVP level. But the team, I just don't find him to be, especially the offense, all that strong around him. And so Sean Payton calling out Russell Wilson, it's probably going to be some rough going for this dude into the future. I think the Broncos in store for another disappointment. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you think Russell Wilson is a phony? Do you think Russell Wilson is too Hollywood? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do for the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can always say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Sean Payton, we found out some of the comments he shared with Russell Wilson upon being named the head coach. Sean Payton reportedly telling Russell Wilson, dude, stop kissing babies. Stop worrying about Russell Wilson Incorporated. And please just focus in on being the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. We know last season under Nathaniel Hackett, Russell Wilson had his own office and had his own space, and we certainly see him living the Hollywood life with his wife Ciara. Certainly his business, and certainly a charitable fellow, an individual, and did a lot for Seattle, out and about in Denver as well. But there's, even from internally with his own teams, whether it be with Seattle, and now even with Denver, a lot of the players didn't always care for him. Felt that he was just, I don't want to say a teacher's pet, but wasn't one of the guys. And it's all good when you're winning. But now that things didn't end all that great in Seattle, how he awkwardly asked out without asking out his agent, doing a little bit of the dirty work and going through this scenario with a 5-win season with Denver, it's not a good look for the dude. And so I pretty much asked everybody, and I have my thoughts here. Is he a phony? No. I think he's a genuinely good dude. But I think he is overly obsessed with his image. And it ain't working right now when you lose. And it gets highlighted when you lose. It's one thing to be a winner. It's another thing when you're a loser. And now, having a 5-win season, I'm not expecting more than what? 8 wins? I think the Denver Broncos are going to be average. I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were last year. But even that may not be good enough for Sean Payton and Russell Wilson in their relationship. Sean Payton seemingly already painting such a terrible space that he walked into that maybe if things don't work out, he's just going to continue to blame Nathaniel Hackett. And maybe next he's going to blame Russell Wilson. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sean is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love the show. you know, I kind of felt bad when he left Seattle and really didn't understand what was going on and why he left. And, you know, you hear what you hear. And, but he's just a different kind of guy. And I mean that in a good way. But, you know, I think he misses his dad. I don't know if he has anybody to truly turn to or talk to and get advice from. So I don't know what it's like being a professional at his level, but, you know, I just feel for the guy. So I'll take it off air. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sean, for calling from Seattle. Now, we gotta go back a ways. It's 2023. Russell Wilson's dad, as far as I know, died more than a decade ago. And so I don't know if I want to go as far to say no one to talk to. He's lived the majority of his life and had success and had plenty throughout here. I don't know if you want to kind of tie that in. He's found the ultimate success, regardless of how you feel about him as a football player. I mean, there's no way that you can look at this man and say he's not a success. So I don't know if I want to go that route and that way. I mean, we can all think about things we do and do not have, but I don't know if that's going to affect him as a player. He's been around long enough now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Fred is calling from inside of his vehicle. Hey, Fred, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, what's up, baby?
How are you?
This is the Uber driver, man.
Good. Well, where are you? In the car where?
In New Orleans, baby. Remember I called you when me and my passenger, we went and had a beer?
Yeah, you drive the people around and then you sit down and drink with them. Sure, I remember that.
Yeah. Listen, Sean Payton was down here in New Orleans. He's not that great of a coach, man. He won a lot of games, but he never took New Orleans. He took them to one Super Bowl with the Bounty.
Uh-oh.
On an onside kick. They win it by luck. He took all the credit for that. The onside kick bounced our way, and he took all the credit for that. But he had Breeze down here for 15 years, and Breeze was a top quarterback, and he only took us to one Super Bowl, and we had to win on a lucky bounce on an onside kick.
Well, we have some other folks who would certainly blame a referee for being blind. I think most head coaches, and we hear the same thing when it comes down to Bill Belichick, what would he do if he didn't have Tom Brady? I think that's the relationship between any successful quarterback and their head coach. He is the winningest coach in the Saints' history. And if we got to think about the Saints' history, I assume you're a Saints fan?
Yeah, I'm a Saints fan. But
would you have it, or would you prefer it any other way outside of saying, yeah, it'd be nice to win more Super Bowls? Like, it was a successful period.
Yeah, man, that's not success. Success is like winning the regular season and only going to one Super Bowl.
With a
top three quarterback.
I think when you look at a 15-year period, I think there are more than half the teams in the NFL that would love to have a stretch of success and at minimum have one Super Bowl. We got a team in the Kansas City Chiefs right now that are trying to go back-to-back, and we haven't seen that from a team. Even the Patriots, who went on almost a 20-year run, they didn't go back-to-back in 20 years. Ask the New York Jets how they would feel to have what the Saints had in Drew Brees' era. Go ask the Lions how they would feel. So yeah. I think sometimes you gotta have a different perspective on things. I mean, we can look at the Packers. The Packers, man, if you want to complain about the time with Aaron Rodgers, most certainly. But there are a lot of teams that would have died to even be competitive.
Yeah, I understand that. But he gets too much credit when it goes right. And if he's already blaming somebody it just in case it goes wrong. He should step up as a man and take the blame, right or wrong. He's the coach. You're going to send in the play. The quarterback is going to do what?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna find out sooner than later whether or not he's gonna take any of the blame. And I referenced him throwing Nathaniel Hackett under the bus. He's doing this in the offseason. Talked about how last year was the worst coach team, worst coaching job. Everyone that had anything to do with the coaching just sucked and was terrible. And then he apologized. Then he kind of backed it down. And as critical as he was of Russell Wilson, hey, Russell, be the quarterback. Don't be Hollywood. Don't worry about Russell Wilson Incorporated. I guess he did take accountability. Take a listen to this, his apology about his comments regarding Nathaniel Hackett. Listen to this.
You know, I said this to the team in the meeting yesterday. We've had a great offseason relative to that, you know, and I've been preaching that message, and here I am, the veteran, you know, stepping in it. And, you know, it was a learning experience for me. It was a mistake, obviously. I needed a little bit more filter. There's a pound of flesh for these guys, and as a coach, you stick up for them. And after a while, you know, we're past that season last year.
Okay, so he's sticking up for his guys. Was that enough accountability for you? It's one thing to blast Nathaniel Hackett and then a week later say, oh, well, I stepped in some crap and I should have had more of a filter. It's one thing to say that in the preseason. You ain't going to have no accountability. I mean, maybe you will. Is Sean Payton going to go through the season if the Broncos stink? Is he going to stand up there and he's going to say, I sucked? Possibly. This is going to be an interesting watch with the Broncos. Because the reality is, they're no Super Bowl contending team. They're going to be barely good enough to compete for a playoff spot. They're going to be good. They're going to be average. And I'm saying, average. When you think about Sean Payton and his success, when you think about Russell Wilson and his resume, his success, average ain't cutting it. Average isn't good enough. The damn Walmart family, the Waltons, bought this football team to be competitive for a championship. They traded for Russell Wilson to be competitive for a championship. If that does not happen, to be competitive for a championship, or at least move in that direction, that's a failure. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is here from Vancouver in Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. Good evening, JR. Listen, man, I've been down on Russell Wilson ever since he threw that pick in the Super Bowl. What was that, man, like an 8 or 10 yard pass? You know, he led the receiver too much, and granted, the receiver got the short arm and didn't go for the ball. But, you know, Russell Wilson escaped a lot of criticism for throwing that pick. It all fell on Pete Carroll. We know he should have given the ball to Beast Mode. He decided he outsmarted himself by calling the pass. But Russell Wilson is ultimately responsible for throwing that pick, and he never got any criticism for that. And I've been down on him ever since that time. Now he's full-blown diva, man. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Thank
you, Dave, for calling from Vancouver. Yeah, I don't know how good of a look, and if you want to look at the deterioration of their relationship post-Super Bowl, like over the past several years on his way out of Seattle, what would that relationship look like if he said, hey, I'm going to call an audible here. I'm just going to hand this man the ball, and it didn't work out. You want to talk about criticism? That man showed up to work. And for a good majority of the time while he was out in Seattle, oh, yeah, he did the job. He didn't air the ball out the way that he wanted to. But he was carried by that defense. And so I'm not mad at him for going out there and doing what the coach asked him to do. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is here from Utah.
Howdy. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm having a good night. Hope you're blessed in Atlanta. I just wanted to defend Russell Wilson this upcoming year because, I mean, we've seen him in this position before. An amazing coach at the helm. Then you've got a defense that could surely at least carry you to that average team you're talking about. But to discredit, I think it's all smoke towards Nathaniel Hackett. And as a Broncos fan myself, too, just watching that whole season pan out, he just didn't know how to manage clock. He didn't know how to manage players. He just didn't know how to be the coach of the team. So I blame Hackett. I'm defending Russell this year, and I think that we're seeing him in a position he's been in before, and I think he's going to ball out this year to at least make playoffs, hopefully.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brian, for calling from Utah. We know that's going to be a difficult task with the Chiefs already in the division. I mean, are they going to sit on the top there? Are they going to compete for a wild card spot? And even in the AFC, you look all up and down the teams that are in the AFC, it's going to be difficult, man. And just keep this in mind. About 30 minutes from now, I'm going to give you a top six list of the NFL teams, the best NFL teams I find to be entering in the season. So are the Broncos going to be on that list? I give you a heads up. The answer is no. I don't see that happening. 855-212-4CBS. Peter is calling from Washington. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Love your show, man. I got to disagree with you, though. Well, actually, let me put it this way. I know you're going to eviscerate my optimism. Can I lose it?
Yeah, go ahead, man. If you want to talk, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you, JR.
No, you didn't.
Here's my optimism, like, and I know it's probably really unreasonable, but when do the Broncos win Super Bowls? When they got a legend on their last legs. And we can talk about whether or not he's a legend. I'm actually a Seahawks fan, too. Don't ask me how that was. But I don't know, man. Stranger things have happened. Peyton Manning had spaghetti arms by the end there.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know when Terrell Davis comes through to help things out, too, okay?
I'll reach out to him.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, Peter, for calling from Washington. Yeah, I don't care what legend you talk about. Is Von Miller coming back to help? Is he going to tackle, Cam Newton? Or are we looking for Terrell Davis to come through and have a 2,000-yard rushing season? I don't see that. I don't. Good luck to him, though. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You want to talk about the Broncos going back or competing for a Super Bowl? There's another team in the NFL. They won a Super Bowl not too long ago. And they're trying to bounce back, but they can't even stay healthy. I'm going to tell you about Cooper Kupp on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to more of your calls. At the top of the hour, I'm going to give you a top six list of NFL teams heading into this upcoming season. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to give you a top six list, the best NFL teams heading into 2023. So that's where we'll go at the top of the hour. In the meantime, as we've talked about Russell Wilson and the comments by Russell, and I'm not keeping receipts, but just looking forward to, moving forward. Sean Payton telling him to focus on being a quarterback and not a celebrity. Los Angeles, just as a city, and specifically when it comes down to the Rams, we know coming off of that Super Bowl victory that they went into the toilet last season, that they had to pay for all of the draft picks that they gave away to acquire veterans that won them the Super Bowl, and now they are in a rebuilding process. Matthew Stafford having to deal with his own injuries last year, and Aaron Donald, and then you have the Ramseys and the Millers of the world who are gone. And then we had the comments from Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly, where she pretty much told everybody, yeah, even my husband, second oldest player and quarterback in the NFL at 35 years old, he's having difficulty connecting with his teammates. Guys are calling him sir. And then we have Cooper Kupp, who's coming off of an ankle issue last year. And Cooper Kupp is now dealing with a hamstring issue. And so you want to look at the Rams, man, this is going to be a tough bounce back, if we should even call it that. First things first, when it comes down to Cooper Kupp and his leg, the man was building himself kind of a surprise. Oh, my God, this is one of the best receivers in the league. And right now, he can't even stay healthy. It's pretty sad. It's pretty poor. And then when you go ahead and look at Matthew Stafford, his wife is talking about his disconnect, and Stafford spoke to the media today, and it's what he had to say.
I was going to come out here with a newspaper under my arm and some spectacles just to kind of set the mood, but it turns out you can't even find a newspaper around here, so I couldn't do that. So I was going to try to have some fun with it, but no, it's been great. I love coming to work. I love working with these guys, and they all know that. No, you know, I think those guys, you know, understand where I'm coming from. They see me come in this building every single day and know how I go to work, know how I interact with everybody, and we didn't really think too much about it, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right. Now, this player's thought about the comments. Oh, they don't pay attention. They're young. They don't connect. She didn't pull that out of thin air, man. Come on. They're not going to talk to him about it, but that wasn't just made up. But what are they going to do? Curse out Matthew Stafford in the locker room? It's not going to happen. And then when it comes down to Cooper Kupp, Sean McVay hinted today that his hamstring issue might actually be a nerve issue. And so when it came down to the potential of Cooper Kupp being gone for multiple games, who knows how long, Matthew Stafford addressed that too. And he took it past football and looked at his quality of life.
That's the toughest thing, you know, everybody sits there and goes, oh man, you know, he's not going to be on our fantasy team, or he's not going to be on this, that, and the other. But like, this is a human being too that works his entire life and works, you know, more than anybody I know in the off seasons to make sure that he's ready to go. And when he's not, you know, that's tough as a human being, you know, and as a football player and as a competitor. So,
yeah, it's going to be ugly for the Rams this year. Let's put it that way. I know Aaron Donald, he's like, oh, I'm getting paid. I came back to get money. I don't know how much longer he's going to stick around. He's going to collect a few more checks before he decides to disappear back into Pittsburgh. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Rob is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
How are you, Rob?
Every day, good day, still living, your friend.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, man, hey, Deion doing his thing, man. He's about to get ugly. He's about to make some big time noise. He's about to make some big time noise. And that's why the coaches are upset with him, man, because you know the ins and outs. He used to be a player. He's a Hall of Famer. He can tell a player, a recruit. You know what I mean? They gonna, you know what I'm saying? You know they're gonna buy in. He knows what's going on. But that's why the coaches are mad. And it is what it is. But that's what they should be hiring. People who have experience with the game. Not somebody who has a name and their father's last name, like the 49ers.
Okay, like Shanahan. Most certainly. Yeah, I understand, Rob. And we talked about that last night. Man, it'd be a hell of a story if, and there's still more work to be done, if Deion Sanders ever got that opportunity to coach in the NFL. That would, I think, also open up doors for even more former players. 855-212-4CBS. Daclan calling from West Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I just want to say, Garrett Green is the future for West Virginia. And I think we should legalize beer in the water fountains.
Oh, man, what does he need some of that stuff? Hey, Shep, what is the name of that shot that they give you on the, I think it's Narcan, right? Is that what it is?
It's called How Can I Be a Dumbass on a National Radio Show. I think that's what that's called, JR.
No, the Narcan. No. I think it's what they give you when you overdose. I think that's what they give you when you overdose on the side of the road.
Okay, well, fortunately, I don't know Narcan, so I guess I'm not overdosing on the side of the road anytime soon.
No, it's a terrible thing all over the country.
Right,
but I think that guy he might need a little bit of it. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive, great show. I'm gonna change my direction. Kelly Stafford is a very independent woman, and she does, in a sense, like the spotlight. But I got to tell you, my friend, everyone is jonesing in Michigan. The first game of the NFL season. Do a do the Detroit Lions have a puncher's chance of beating the Kansas City Chiefs? And hopefully the Lions will be close to your top six. But do they have a chance?
Oh, everybody has a chance, especially us not really knowing the status of Travis Kelce, unlikely, not expecting at all to see Chris Jones in action. Yeah, if the Lions can compete halfway the way they did at the end of last season, puncher's chance? Of course, everybody has an opportunity, yeah.
Very good, because, there's momentum, but, that doesn't really mean anything. But last but not least, everybody, Agents of Inclusion, the best, watch it and be inspired. JR, love you, and everyone, go for your dreams. You're the best.
Thank you so much, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, our latest episode of Agents of Inclusion, that dropped today, and we spoke with my main man, Monty, out of Phoenix, Arizona, his coach, Chad, and we talked about his experience being a Special Olympics athlete, where he basically competes and wins in everything. And it's funny, I had a chance to meet Monty earlier this year at Media Row for the Super Bowl. And so to talk to him in person was cool. To reconnect with him again for the podcast was also awesome. Go ahead and search Agents of Inclusion. You can listen to my podcast with Special Olympics as we highlight superstar athletes. Yeah, it's cool to talk about Russell Wilson and how Hollywood he is, and Matthew Stafford and his wife Kelly for how Hollywood they are, at least his wife. But it's another thing to talk about real individuals who are making a massive difference and accomplishing just tremendous feats when they're in our own backyards. So go ahead, please. If you're not sick of me here, go ahead, Google Agents of Inclusion and subscribe to the podcast if you're looking for some inspiration. We got a lot to complain about, but damn it, when you hear some of the stories, it gives you life in a different perspective to go, well, man, if they can do something, if they can do that, if they can accomplish this or that, it gives you a perspective to know that you can be out there or go out and be awesome as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The top of the hour, a few minutes from now, it's a new top six list. The top six NFL teams heading into 2023. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.